Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Thursday, August 13th. Now, it's been an exciting night for people across Kent, and we've got plenty to bring you about yesterday's eclipse.
It's just nice to get out and see something like this, especially here at the viewpoint. I just think it's lovely.
We'll also hear from the Uni of Kent as students across the county pick up their A-level results.
I think the most important thing that all students and their families should remember is don't panic.
And there have been calls for the government to step in and help with social care in Medway.
We spend more than £1.35 million every single day on adult social care, children's social care and temporary accommodation.
But before we get into all of that, let's take a look at our top story for today. The partner of an Ashford woman who died after taking synthetic opioids has called for more awareness. 42-year-old Emma Urquhart was found at her property in Ashford in July 2024. A coroner has ruled she suffered a heart attack linked to years of substance abuse. Police later tested heroin found at the property and found it was laced with nitazine. Tony DeVille has been speaking to reporter Brad Harper. He's been telling us what needs to be done.
Faster testing, faster autopsies. I mean, there's so many drug-related deaths going, like, sort of unmarked. It's crazy, really. I mean, Emma's not the first one I've heard about this. If they think that it's a potential drug overdose, then those drugs need to be tested. And it's not even about whether it's a drug-related death. At the end of the day, it's about getting this stuff off the streets as fast as possible. Because Emma was found behind a locked door, it wasn't put down as a suspicious death. And to me, those drugs killed her. So to me, those drugs need to be taken off the streets quickly, and 2 weeks for an autopsy, 3 months to download a phone with the information they needed to catch the person who's supplying them drugs just seems just crazy, really. Alongside this, like, a better awareness. Nitazines are dangerous. Nitazines are a new thing, and I don't think people quite understand just how dangerous these things are. Opiates 10 years ago were different from what they are now. So how, like, the nitazines are like up to 1,000 times stronger than what heroin was 10 years ago. And that's, like, you sort of think about it. People were dying 10 years ago. So what chance do people have now?
And just finally, how would better testing for nitazines, how would it sort of help drug charities? How would it help people tackle this issue?
I just feel if there was more awareness, there could be more funding put into these sort of projects. There could be more funding for the police to take these people out who are supplying these drugs. Be more funding for charities like the Forward Trust, who are helping people daily to break the cycle. One of the main issues I see is, so Emma had been absent for a year, so her tolerance was, like, she had no tolerance to these drugs, so that relapse, she had one go on these drugs and it killed her. So if there was more out there, more charities, more agencies that are helping on the other side. So we've got people who help you get off drugs, but what goes on after that? So there's people like Reach Out and Recover, Sober Vibes, different sort of, there are things out there, but there could be more, and they could be better funded, and there could be more stuff for people to keep people engaged with.
Figures seen by the Kent Online podcast show nitazines have been forensically linked to 14 deaths in Kent since 2023. But Tony thinks the actual number could be much higher. Anyone struggling with drug and alcohol addiction is being urged to reach out for help. You can read more about this story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Also making news today, two people have suffered life-changing injuries in a crash near Canterbury. The air ambulance was called after two cars collided on Stone Street in Stelling Minas yesterday afternoon. They're being treated in London. Two other people were taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. A sex offender from Sittingbourne has been jailed for breaching a court order just weeks after being released from prison. Nathan Uren was locked up earlier this year for having indecent images of children. He was arrested again after police found him with an unregistered phone and laptop. The 24-year-old, who's from the Kemsley area but now lives in Canterbury, has been jailed for 8 months. Kent Police are searching for two dogs who have reportedly been stolen from Sevenoaks. The Springer Spaniel and Cocker Spaniel went missing from a property in Penn Lane in Ide Hill on Tuesday night. Anyone living in the area is being urged to check CCTV and doorbell footage.
Kent Online News.
The current heatwave is expected to peak today with temperatures as high as the mid-30s. An amber heat health alert is in force across Kent and the whole county is officially in drought. Prime Minister Andy Burnham has asked retailers to stop selling disposable barbecues to reduce the risk of wildfires. Elsewhere, one person's been treated by paramedics after breathing in smoke during a fire in Ashford. The blaze started in an outbuilding on Canterbury Road in Kennington just after midnight. 9 fire engines were sent and crews have spent several hours tackling the flames and protecting a nearby business. It's unclear what caused it. Water companies in Kent are sent to get a share of £3.4 billion to improve infrastructure and help the environment. Regulator Ofwat says 13 suppliers in total will benefit from the funding. Southern, South East and Thames Water have also been given provisional permission to put bills up for customers as part of an investment plan. Now, this all comes as the new boss of South East Water has agreed to meet residents in Whitstable to discuss supply disruptions. Locals say the town is struggling to cope with critically low water supplies. John Horsall says he's also ready to respond to customers' immediate concerns. However, no date for the meeting has been set. Now, Medway Council's asking the government for support with the spiralling cost of social care. The authority is spending more than £1 million a day on people who need support. Leader Vince Maple says pressure has been growing.
We are working through the financial improvement and transformation plan, as we have been for the last couple of years. We can see from the Cabinet report that's delivered £70 million of savings already. But we know there's more to do. We know particularly with adult social care, there are some specific challenges. We as a council are below the national average spend when it comes to that. And we're also getting below the average from the NHS as well. So my colleague, the deputy leader, will be writing along with council officers to the Secretary of State, both for health and social care, but also local government, to say we need to have a conversation about this. I think that's to be welcomed, and I think Medway residents would expect us to be making those representations to central government. You just have to look at the level of adult social care pressure. We can see that particularly over the last 12 months that's gone up. You just have to look, for example, at our 15 highest individual spends for individual residents, and we want to support every resident who needs adult social care. The cost of that is over £5 million a year just for 15 individuals. And as we've spoken about before, we spend more than £1.35 million every single day on adult social care, children's social care, and temporary accommodation. Now, those three areas were talked about at the Cabinet tonight. We're in quarter one, there's more work to do, and we're not complacent about that. We're working hard, working closely with officers and others, but we've also said we're going to specifically write to government on the issue of adult social care.
Conservative Councillor George Perfect is Leader of the Opposition.
Well, look, it's a complete shambles. We're really concerned. You know, nearly £50 million projected overspend in year that the administration seem to be adamant that they're going to be able to get down through management action. Well, we've got a whole load of concerns about why the gap in this year's budget is nearly as large as some of the entire budgets as some of the other district councils in North Kent. Demand seems to be out of control. The administration appears to have got its modelling all wrong. We still don't have answers really as to why that gap has grown to that level. And of course, we've got significant concerns that if the government don't provide a further exceptional financial support in order to underwrite this gap, we'll have to end up with a Section 114 notice because the council does not have the reserves in order to cover that overspend. Of course, it's not all Medway Council's costs. There are massive problems nationally with adult social care. We've got a government with a new Prime Minister in Andy Burnham that says he wants to get on and deliver that. I've asked a question this evening without much answer from the leader of the council about what he's seeking from the new prime minister. We need a settlement for Medway that works for the longer term. And at the moment, I don't have any reassurance from him or from the prime minister that we're going to see that. And the question I would like to understand is, where are our members of parliament in all of this? We've got three Labour MPs, a Labour-led Medway council, unitary authority, and then a Labour government. Wherever you look at this problem, the problem is with Labour, and they need to provide answers to how they're going to deliver for people in Medway.
Kent Online News.
A record number of 18-year-olds in the UK have been accepted onto degree courses. More than 260,000 students will be heading off to uni, which is a 3% rise, according to UCAS. Schools have opened across Kent this morning for pupils to pick up their A-level, T-level and BTEC results. Anyone who didn't get the grades they were hoping for is being urged not to panic. I've been speaking to Claire Allison, who is from the University of Kent.
We recognise that students study in different ways. Lots of students will commute to university rather than living on campus. They'll have to juggle other work commitments too. And we make sure at the university that our approach is fit for everybody. We understand that students need a degree to give them amazing career opportunities, and we bake that into all of our programmes at the university.
And what would your advice be, I mean, for, you know, for a young person that's sort of getting, you know, getting their results and everything today, if they didn't quite get what they were looking for, can you talk me through just other pathways and other opportunities that might be available for them?
So today is an incredibly daunting day, and there will be lots of students who are disappointed. And I think as well, it's families and supporters who also really feel the stress and strain today. I think the most important thing that all students and their families should remember is don't panic. There are lots and lots of opportunities. This isn't the end of the road. I've worked in clearing for over 15 years now. There are tons and tons of opportunities for students. So it isn't the end of the road. And I think that's the most important thing. It can be very disappointing, of course, but please don't feel rushed to make choices. Research is really, really important. So do your research into the courses, the universities, but also, you know, what can you expect from your time at university? So really making sure that you know what opportunities are available at that university. So I really would recommend that students do their research. Don't feel pressured to make decisions quickly. Speak to universities directly and really understand what all of your options are. Because I think there's a huge amount of opportunities available for students. It's really about doing the research.
And I think, I mean, you touched on it before. You said you've got staff prepared, manning telephone lines, I'm assuming like on campus as well. It can be a little bit intimidating, I suppose, for a young person to reach out and to make that first contact. But you guys, you do have a huge amount of support staff ready to answer questions and give advice along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely appreciate that it can feel really daunting picking up the telephone and having a conversation. And I've spoken to students on the telephone who are really upset and nervous, who are feeling really disappointed in their results. And I think the most important thing to remember is that we speak to thousands of students. So it's really important to remember that you're not in this alone. We're here to support. We've got lots and lots of experience, and we can help guide you and help you support your decision-making process. We've got our academic colleagues are available to have conversations in depth about courses and programmes. Our admission staff, all of our support staff are available to support with that decision-making process.
Kent Online News.
People living in part of Medway are being told disruption from network upgrades are going to be kept to a minimum. UK Power Networks started the rollout between substations in Chatham and Waldham in February. Engineers are working their way towards Nashenden Lane in Borstal, but residents are being assured they'll still be able to access local amenities. Plans for a four-storey block of flats in part of Maidstone have been rejected. The application for Tovell also included 12 houses set to be built between Forest Hill and Post Mill Drive. The development was scrapped following concerns over a loss of trees. The owners of a new pub in Ashford say they hope to turn it back into a traditional country pub. Rob Harvey stepped in to save the Stag in Chollock on Canterbury Road from developers. The 36-year-old says he and his partner have 10 years' experience they can bring to the venue and plan to bring back its original name of the Halfway House. Now, Kent has been treated to a once-in-a-generation solar eclipse. 90% of the sun was covered by the moon yesterday evening. Crowds gathered at viewpoints across the county to watch. Our reporter Dee Lukasik spoke to people at Bluebell Hill.
It's just nice to get out and see something like this, especially here at the viewpoint. I just think it's lovely.
Have you ever seen one before?
No, never seen one. It's probably the only one I'm going to see as well, because I'll probably be about 80 when the next one is.
I've come here because the last time I saw it I was quite young, and I've got today off, and I thought I'd come here But I thought I was going to be on my own. And there's loads of people here, so that's a big surprise.
Why are you guys here?
We want to see the eclipse. Well, yeah. Try to.
I'm just having a nice time.
It's hot. I want to get out of my house and be real.
Okay. Have you ever seen eclipse before?
No.
Never. No. Do you have your glasses with you?
No, I was unprepared and just sort of, it's a bit of a last minute, let's just go. So we've got two bits of paper and we brought a colander because we were told that will work as well. But my nephew is doing something he's seen to put a hole in the paper and then we'll watch it through that.
These people at Jeskins in Gravesend told us what they thought about the experience.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's always good to, you know, to come and see these things and be around other people and stuff and share it with everyone else, and especially with my young family, which is nice. So yeah,
my daughter kept saying about it. She's 14 and I think she saw it online, and it feels like a week ago no one knew this was happening and suddenly everyone's trying to get hold of the glasses to come and watch it. But no, it's definitely an experience to come and watch it, and it's nice to see everyone out seeing something unique together.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, it's once in a lifetime for some of us. The next one's not going to be for quite some time. And yeah, it's just fascinating. It's something that the human is unable to describe, you know. It's special as well because the kids are here, so yeah, just happy to be here.
I've got a homemade solar filter and I've just attached it to the front of my lens. I've got a Nikon D750. I've just been taking photographs through the filter, obviously. It shows its natural light. It's a white light. And I've also brought out my telescope, which is a Meade LX90, and just put another Nikon camera adapter on it and just taken photos from my other solar filter. Oh, it's amazing. It's brilliant. We're planning on doing a total eclipse next year, hopefully, southern Spain.
You can see photographs of people who managed to capture last night's eclipse by heading to Kent Online.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Ebbsfleet United have revealed the size of the debt they owe to HMRC. It's thought to be around £130,000, according to the club's chief exec. The Fleets were suspended by the National League just 2 days before the start of the new season, meaning their first three games, including last Saturday's trip to Slough, were postponed. And Kent's Dina Asher-Smith has made it through to the 200-metre final at the World Athletics Championships. She won her semi-final and will go again this evening. Earlier this week, she finished fifth in the 100 metres with fellow Brit Amy Hunt winning gold. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.